Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The rich young ruler is a good example of the average religious man. He was morally upright and seeking to be in an outward conformity to the precepts of God. He expressed his belief that he was a keeper of the law. Yet the Lord destroyed the foundation of this young man as he pointed out how far he was from measuring up to the standard of righteousness which the Lord demands, which is perfection. The Lord did not deny that he had kept the law, yet his law keeping was of no use in the Lord's kingdom. Let that man who thinks that he may find acceptance with the Lord by his deeds of faith and obedience read the Lord's assessments of all of man's righteousnesses. But we are all as an unclean thing, and our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. He regards all of the attempts of men at producing righteousness to be as filthy rags. Man's righteousnesses are reprehensible in the Lord's sight. The reason for this rejection is to demonstrate the absolute necessity of the perfections which dwell in the Redeemer of sinners. He told his disciples that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man could come to the Father except it be by him. His glory is manifested as he was tempted in all points like as we are, yet he had no sin. He alone could be the Redeemer, and to accept partial obedience would be to count the blood of Christ to be an unnecessary offering. When the psalmist asked the question, "Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place?" he only had one man in mind, for there has never been but one who is described in his answer. "He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation." Christ alone is the righteousness of God, and the only righteousness which the people of God possess. Partial righteousness is total wickedness. Christ alone is the recipient of all of the Father's blessings, and only those who are completely hidden in him shall escape the wrath to come. Thus Paul exhorts the people of God to put on the whole armor of God. There are no degrees of being found clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Nothing less than his righteousness will be accepted in the kingdom of God. Any righteousness which is not his, and all who stand in such, shall surely be cast into the lake of fire, prepared for those whose names are not written in the book of life. The Lord has provided a covering for all those for whom he has shed his precious blood. To be partially covered is to be totally naked. 'Tis of one piece and wove throughout, so curious wove that none can dress up in this seamless coat till Jesus puts it on. Apart from this covering, they shall fall. Thus Paul exhorts the Ephesians to put on this whole armor. This is one word in the Greek. It is used three times in the New Testament, twice here in Ephesians, and once when the Lord was accused of casting out devils by the prince of devils. He said, "When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor, wherein he trusted, and divided his spoils." Those who walk in darkness are indeed trusting in the armor of their flesh and are satisfied. Yet when he who is stronger is come, he takes away that confidence, so that those whom he overcomes are caused to trust not in themselves, but in him. He is their armor and their armor bearer. "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth." Christ is the truth. "Having on the breastplate of righteousness." He is the righteousness of his elect. "And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace." He is our peace. "Above all, taking the shield of faith." He is our shield and exceeding great reward. "Wherewith ye shall be able to quench all of the fiery darts of the wicked." The fiery darts of Satan's and our conscience's condemnation are quenched in the blood of Christ. "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." Christ is the lifter up of our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh. He is the shield and sword of his people, and he is mighty in battle. His arm has gotten him the victory. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Are you clad in this armor of God? Nothing less will protect you and preserve you unto the end.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.